Opry time. This is Louis Buck speaking to you from the cradle of American music, the stage of Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee. As in hundreds of Saturday nights past, the Old Opry House is again filled to capacity with people from the four corners of the United States. Now, here he is, that bashful guy from Berea, KY, Red Foley.
Oh, roly poly, eating corn and taters, hungry every minute of the day. Goldie Foley, gnawing on a biscuit. As long as he can chew it, it's okay. He can eat an apple pie and never even bat an eye. He likes everything from soup to hay. Roly Poly, daddy's little fatty. Bet he's gonna be a man someday. Let's go. Pulls up weeds and does the chores, runs both ways to all the stores. He works up an appetite that way. Oh, roly-poly, daddy's little fatty. I bet he's gonna be a man someday. Bet he's gonna be a man someday.
Get everybody in that good old-timey spirit with a little close harmony on Wait Till the Sun Shines Then.
On a Sunday morning, sat a maple lawn with a sweetheart by her side. Through the window pane, she looked at the rain. We must stay home, Joe, she cried. There's a picnic, too, at the old Point View. It's a shame it rained today. When the boy drew near, kissed away his tear, and she heard him softly say, wait till the sun shines, Nanny, then the clouds go drifting by. We will be happy, Nanny, don't you sigh. Down Lover's Lane we'll wander, sweetheart, you and I.
Listeners, it's like introducing Sears to Roebuck. Folks, it's your buddy and mine, Roy Acuff. Yeah. Roy Acuff sings his famous rendition of Little Moses.
Now you've heard of Little Moses in the bull rush. You've heard of sinless David and his flame. You've heard the story told of Freeman Joseph and of Joni and the whale we often claim. Many others through the Bible. I'd like to meet them all, I do declare. By and by the Lord will surely let us meet them at that meeting in the air. There's going to be a meeting in the air in the sweet, sweet by and by. I'm going to meet them over there in that home beyond the sky. The things you will hear, never heard by mortal ear, will be glory I do declare. And God's only Son will be the leading one at that meeting in the air. At that meeting, down to know no saints will have no place at all. There'll never be a sermon preached to sinners, for the sinners have refused to heed the call. prayer. All our burdens and sins will be lifted at that meeting in the air. There's going to be a meeting in the air in the sweet, sweet by and by. I'm going to meet them over there in that home beyond the sky. Things you will hear, never heard by mortal ear, will be glory I do declare. And God's only Son will be the leading one at that meeting in the air.
Laura, be back for another little while, folks. Right now, your weekly ration of red hot news from Grind to Switch as dished out by Cousin Minnie.
Have nothing but he'd go to see Jones up our grinder switch. He has the general store there. Well, sir, brother, he went to see Jones and got him a job down there working at the general store for the holidays. Well, sir, the first day he went in there, well, him and Thief was talking about it, and Thief says, well, brother, you know, everybody calls brother brother. Folks always pestering me about what brother's given name is, and I always just tell him that he ain't never been given one yet. Mammy said when brother's born, she just figured that is one child she'd just let name itself. So she said she'd just call him brother till he got old enough and had sense enough to name itself. And he's just been brother ever since. We don't bother none about it, though. Names don't make no difference after all. It's just like the poet said, a rose by any other name would still smell. Why, there ain't no flowers on brother. Oh, not since we got DDT. Well, sinner, one reason brother got the job was he's mad with Mammy. He got mad as Mammy, she said she wanted brother to keep track of the hens up at home, see which ones was laying and which ones wasn't. And she told brother to mark on each egg what day it is laid and which hen laid it. Brother said he quit. He wasn't going to play secretary to no old bunch of hens. I don't know why brother said that, though. He's a kind. He's awful kind. He's a funny kind. He's the kindest thing. Now, he was sitting down there on the fence last night feeding hogs, and his smart aleck feller come by and says, brother, he says, hi, boy. How are your hogs? Brother says, just fine. How are your folks? Well, now, see you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Minnie Pearl.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story because I know it is true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else would do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love.
Well, I don't know whether all you folks know it or not, but Roy Acuff sold more than 10 million records. And now we're going to have a first-hand demonstration of why. It's my guest, Roy Acuff, singing The Unclouded Day as only he can. Come on out here, Roy.
Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the sky. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, the land of cloudless days. Oh, the land of an uncloudy sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, they tell me of a home where my friends have gone. Oh, they tell me of that land far away, where the tree of life in eternal bloom shares its fragrance through the uncloudy day. Oh, the land of cloudless days. Oh, the land of an uncloudy sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, they tell me that he smiles on his children there, and the smiles drive their sorrows all away. And they tell me that no tears ever come again in that lovely land of uncloudy day. Oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, the land of an uncloudy sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day.
Favorite of the Grand Ole Opry for a number of years. I hope you'll enjoy it once again. The Great Speckled Bird.
What a beautiful thought, I am thinking, concerning a great speckled bird. Remember, her name is recorded on the pages of God's holy word. Desiring to lower her standard, they watch every move that she makes. They long to find fault with her teaching, but really they find no mistake. I am glad I have learned of her meekness. I am proud that my name is on her book. For I want to be one, never fearing the face of my Savior's true love. When he cometh descending from heaven on the clouds that he rides in his word, I'll be joyfully carried to meet him on the wings of that great speckled bird.
Thank you, neighbors.
Thank you. Well, they don't allow us to send personal messages over the radio. I guess it's all right with the bosses if Grandpa Jones says, get things ready for me, Ma, because I'm coming home.
Once Uncle Sam said, get your hat and come along with me. We got a little job to do far across the sea. And now that we have done that job, we got two stars of our own. Well, get things ready for me, Ma, because I'm coming home.
I ain't had no fried chicken since
I left old Alabama. No pumpkin pie, no turnip green, not even my smoked-out ham. But I stuff myself with bitters rare when I get back on the phone. Well, get things ready for me, my boys, I'm coming home. Go out to the old smokehouse and get out that hickory ham, 'cause I ain't had no red gravy since I left old Alabama. Stir up plenty cornbread, 'cause I'll eat a full-size home. And get things ready for me, my boys, I'm coming home. With a batch of sorghum molasses on biscuits buttered fine. There ain't nothing half so tasty in the good old eating line. With a glass of good cold buttermilk just as fresh as open phone. Well, get things ready for the more cold now we're coming home.
Here's a man that gives more laughs per minute than anybody we know. I mean, the hero of Hohenwald, Tennessee, the barnyard boy, Rod Brasfield.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Foley. Thank you, Mr. Foley, and howdy, friends. I'm sure glad to be here with y'all all tonight. It's sort of wet outside. Get your rainy. I'm sort of sad tonight. I'm just sort of sad. I was up here in the picture show watching a very romantic love scene in the picture show, just sitting there watching a very romantic love scene, and that there usher come down there and made me turn around and watch a picture. Made me so mad I didn't stay for but just three shows. Wouldn't have gone to the picture show nohow, only the doctor told me I needed some exercise, and it was one of them mystery horror pictures, and it made my flesh creep. Yes, sir, everybody needs to take exercise. Everybody needs exercise because everybody needs exercise. If you don't get enough exercise, you'll just go plumb batty. Now, you take a fella down home, old Luce Morgan. He's a big old tall boy, and he's nervous. He's awful nervous. He's so nervous, he just goes around tying knots and everything he gets his hands on. It was awful yesterday morning when he tried to milk a cow. Speaking about them romance pictures and things, my gal Susie is very romantical. My gal Susie used to be a wave in the Navy. Yes, sir, she used to be a wave in the Navy. She spent 2 years sleeping in a hammock. From the looks of her figure, I think she's still sleeping in a hammock. Yes, sir, but she wanted to get married the other day. She says, Rod, let's get married. And I says, now, Susie, honey, by Ned, I want you to be sure you know what you're doing. I says, now, do you think that the rest of your life you could look at the same man across the table every day for the rest of your life, the same man? She says, don't worry about that, son. When we get married, you won't be the same man. Susie says, you'll have to ask my daddy. So I went up to Mr. Snodgrass, and I says, look, Mr. Snodgrass, I want to talk to you about your daughter. I says, now, she has given me her lips, and she has given me her heart, and I want to ask you for her hand. And he says, what are you doing, boy? Peace work? They had supper there. They was going to have a big supper, and they asked me to stay and eat with them, and I stayed and eat with them, and me and her had to go to the grocery store and get some victuals there to cook. And it was on Tuesday, and I knowed we couldn't get no meat, so our brother, he went out and killed a rabbit. That rabbit, we had rabbit for supper there, rabbit. In fact, I have ate so much rabbit meat here lately that now every time I hear a dog bark, I run under the barn.
Ah, mighty good there, Rod Brasfield. Here he is, Wally Fowler and his Oak Ridge Quartet, singing, I ain't a gwine to study war no more.
Well, I'm a-gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. Gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside. Study war no more.
I ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. No more, no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more.
Gonna lay down my sword and shield
down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside.
Gonna lay down my sword and shield
down by the riverside. Study war no more.
I ain't gonna steady wall no more. I ain't gonna steady wall no more. I ain't gonna steady wall no more.
No more, no more. I ain't gonna
steady wall no more. Steady wall no more. Steady wall no more. I ain't gonna steady wall no more. I ain't gonna steady wall no more. I ain't gonna steady wall no more.
No more, no more.
I ain't gonna steady wall no more. I ain't gonna steady wall no more. I ain't gonna steady wall no more.
I ain't gonna steady wall no more. I ain't gonna
steady wall no more.
Ain't gonna steady wall no more. No more, no more. I ain't gonna
steady wall no more.
I ain't gonna steady wall no more.
Ain't gonna steady wall no more.
And now for our ballad, we'd like to sing this to a very special little lady in the hospital up in Chicago, way called I'll Be True to My Little Darling Till the End of Time.
Please come back to me, my darling. Has your love grown dead and cold? You know that I love you, darling, than the world and all its gold. Till the end of time, my darling, till the stars no longer shine, I'll be true to you, my darling. Love you till the end of time.
Grand Ole Opry was a presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
You don't like biscuit, feed her cornbread. Catch the cow and catch the cat. Catch your partner swing once in a half. Swing that girl like a hinge on a gate. Hurry up, boys, and don't be late. On the wall, swing them pretty girls short and tall. Swing them smooth, swing them pro. Circle four and away you go. Your hands and stomp the floor. Catch your partner, swing some more. First it's red and then it's bright. Turn him around and hurry up, boy. Swing, mom, swing, ball, swing that gal from Arkansas. Everybody turn and go back again, and now you know. Dance to the wall and not to the middle. Everybody keep time with the fiddle. Catch that gal and pat her on the head if you don't like biscuit, feed her cornbread. Catch the cow and catch the cat. Catch your partner, swing once in a half. Swing that girl like a hinge on a gate. Hurry up, boys, and don't be late.